Well, Nigel, give us your assessment of that 1-1 draw here at Walsall this evening. What's your take on it?
Another good point away from home. Disappointed when you're 1-0 up and so comfortable. Didn't seem to be causing us too many problems. Just one cross from the right. It's a very, very good header in the bottom corner. But I don't think they were troubling us at that point. They were running out of ideas. Disappointing thing, not enough. A little bit more quality we needed in the second half when we got the ball. But sometimes you get into that sort of defending mind, which we don't mind, and you know, you clear everything, you clear your lines. Another night would have won 1-0 easily.
Yeah, did your side get anxious in the second half? Do you think they seemed to sit quite a bit deeper than they did in the first?
Yeah, no, it was similar to that in the first half. We just said, come on to Walsall, we got the goal, come and break us down, and then did it on one occasion. Having said that, we had a couple of situations ourselves and we thought we'd won it in the 90th minute. An incredible save from the lad from Ben Davis, absolutely incredible. So we could have won it ourselves.
Jose Baxter got himself a goal this evening as well. That'll be good for him, won't it?
Yeah, came in, we thought he was ready for a game tonight, done well in training yesterday, and just sort of changed the formation a little bit, similar to what we did at Bristol City. The only thing against that, I didn't think Murph especially was very good tonight. When we did get in the ball, when you play that way, we've got Murph and Doney up top. They've got to provide you with a little bit of something. And I'll say Murph didn't really give us much tonight.
One thing you did do tonight, or your side did do, I thought in particular, the likes of Holt and Reid both looked to get the ball and looked to push forwards with it, in first half in particular.
Yeah, we got quite a bit of room at times. Really, we keep saying he's 17. He made a couple of wrong decisions in the first half, played very well, but he had chances just to play a different ball than he chose in the end. But all that decision-making thing will come. That's why he's playing now, to improve in the future. But I thought Holt did well, made those forward runs. I thought we looked good and solid at times, and lads are disappointed again that we've not managed to come away with the 3 points. But it's another away game, 6 unbeaten now. Just saying, you know, places like here in Scunthorpe, traditional places where Sheffield United haven't got results in the past. We've got 2 draws. We're battling at the moment. We're not playing brilliant. I think the surfaces at both places weren't conducive. You know, you go back to Bristol City, the pitch was magnificent. We haven't played anything as good as that since.
Yeah, 6 unbeaten on the road, like you say, but to throw another stat back at you, it's 5 without a win now.
It is, yeah. We're going to put that right, hopefully, in the 3 home games next week. But we're still in the playoff position. You know, nobody's gained on us tonight. We've got another difficult away game out of the way. So we're 10 to go. And we'll settle for being in that top 6 in 10 games' time.
Frustrating though, isn't it, that you can't turn those draws into 3 points?
Yeah, it is. That's the next little stage. We were doing that when we got the results at Rochdale and Notts County. We just can't manage to do that at the moment. But it's still important not to lose for confidence. You know, only 2 defeats in 10 now as well. I know we're not winning, but we're staying in that top 6, and there will come a time when we do win, and we'll have a little run like we did a few weeks ago, and then we'll cement our place, and hopefully that'll be next week with the 3 home games.
How much will it come down to confidence now, do you think? Because lots of fans are phoning us, some of them getting jittery, some of them getting nervy. What is it about with your players keeping the head on the shoulders and keeping them confident?
That's it, just keep your composure, and keep your head. We're 10 games to go in the season, and we're not exactly where we wanted to be. We'd like to be closer to the top 2, but we are in the top 6 with a game in hand. So everybody just needs to get behind as if they can. Say we're confident enough in ourselves that we've got enough to be in that top 6.
Would that be your message now, then? There's 3 home games to come, 3 big crowds, no doubt turning up down at Bramall Lane. Would that be your message to the fans?
Yeah, we can't. You know, the fans will support us whatever the best way they think to help us get promotion. That's what we've been trying to do for the last 7-8 months since we came back on the 1st of July for pre-season. The message was to the players, we want to try and get promoted. So they've got to play their part in that. But we're not going to tell supporters how they support us or what they do or say. That's up to them.
These next 3 games are key though now, aren't they? It's a real chance for you to try and get 9 points on the board. People will look at these fixtures and say 9 from 9.
No, I don't think. I think it's to win 3 home games on the spin. There's not many teams will do that. So we'll try and win Saturday, first of all, and then see where we are from there. A couple of players missing again tonight, you know. Hopefully they'll be fit again. Nice to get Ryan Flynn back on the pitch, although he wasn't too good. He looked rusty, to say the least. But you can see when you get those other couple of options, you know, with Holty back in there, gives you a different dimension.
And someone we haven't mentioned, Mike Howard, back in the side.
Yeah, it was a bit of a risk to play him. You know, he was unlucky with the goal. He got a hand on it and just squirmed into the bottom corner. But he's only had a couple of saves to make tonight. So it's nice to get him back. A bit harsh on Ian Turner, I know, but Mark's our number one. You know, and if he's fit, he's going to play.
Paul Coop's not in the matchday squad tonight?
No, he's been struggling with his back and hamstring. You know, Stephen Davies took a couple of whacks, so that was the reason. We've got to be careful with them that at this stage of the season, if they do anything, then they're out for the season now, probably. You know, anything that's a 4 to 6 weeks muscle injury, they're going to miss the majority of games. So it'll be a case of just making sure that we don't put anybody at risk in that in the last few games.
Does Coots have a chance for the weekend then?
Yeah, we hope so, see how it settles down. But we're hoping he will as well. Matty Doan's carrying a few knocks at the moment as well. That's why he's coming off not completing games. He's getting a bit of sort of soreness in his feet and his shins, so we've got to be careful of that.
And any update on the loan side of things? You were saying you were thinking, considering about maybe going and doing something.
Yeah, we chased up the calls this week, and once again another round of fixtures tonight, so we'll continue with that. You know, somebody said, see how we go on tonight again, and so there's we've put 3 inquiries in, so we'll just keep chasing them.